Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Netflix will post a warning before three new episodes of The Crown. The Mirror states that images of Princess Diana suffering from bulimia are said to be so shocking that Netflix will issue warnings to viewers. The streaming platform's new series of the royal drama will see Diana, played by Emma Corrin, develop the eating disorder after getting engaged to Prince Charles, portrayed by Josh O'Connor. Tragically, as her marriage to the Queen's son crumbles, Diana is seen violently vomiting on the show. The warning will repeatedly read, "The following episodes include scenes of an eating disorder which some viewers may find troubling. Viewer discretion is required." A TV insider told the newspaper, "This is an unprecedented move by the creators of the drama. After what has previously featured scenes of war, a suicide bid, and will even include a terrorist attack in the new series, but they have never chosen to issue a warning over these potentially disturbing images. It's a reflection of how explicit the imagery is and how sensitively they are treating it." A Netflix spokesman told Mirror Online, "The Crown producers worked closely with the eating disorder charity Beat to ensure that their portrayal of Princess Diana's bulimia was both accurate to the disorder and sensitively handled. And when viewers watch the series on Netflix, they will see warning cards at the beginning of the episodes giving details of how to seek help if required." The new series of The Crown lands on Netflix on November 15th. With the American election behind us, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are expected to stay politically active. "Part of being an active member of society is to take part in the democratic process," a spokesperson for the couple told Insider. "So encouraging people to get involved in politics is something that is important." Meghan thought she was saying something relatively uncontroversial, which is people should get involved and vote. Then it gets spun into a whole other thing. There are people, especially in the tabloids, that will use whatever they can to go after this couple. There is no doubt there is an agenda. We do expect royals to have a different role within the Constitution, but the Queen herself, for example, encouraged people to use their right to vote when there was a referendum in Scotland in 2014 and when there was an election in Wales in 2003. The Duke and Duchess believe in civic action, civic duty, social responsibility, and an element of that is participating in the democratic process. So all they have said is that they encourage people to get involved, the source continued. What they're trying to do with their foundation is link a lot of the issues they believe in and find the connective tissue in all of it and actually find potential solutions. Some speculate that someday Meghan might run for president herself. Biographer Sean Smith tells The Express that Meghan and Harry will never lose their royal titles. He said, "Harry will remain the Duke of Sussex, and I don't think there is any doubt of that, because when Prince Charles becomes king, he will be the son of the king. And he will, they both will, be back for ceremonial things in this country." Smith also feels that the need for royal titles is ridiculous. "All that sort of title stuff is ridiculous anyway. The sooner we ditch it, the better. I don't call them the Duke and Sussex at all. To me, they are Harry and Meghan. In the same way that I never refer to the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, they are William and Kate." And there you have it. My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times!